Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
dynamite
way to learn English. So download this podcast now while you are stuck in traffic,
chilling like a villain,
playing beach volleyball,
dyeing your hair,
or exploring the city.
I'm joined here today in the studio with the two guys who have never lost a game of chance. We have Justin Murray, and the first time in the studio, we have Ethan.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's up, Ethan?
Not much.
Podcast has become a trio as opposed to a duo for the time being, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty exciting,
cool. Yeah. So why are we doing the trio right now? What's actually going on?
The three of us just moved to Chile, Santiago.
That's right. It's our second day in Chile right now when we are recording a podcast for you guys from our new studio. Cool. What are you thinking of Chile so far, Justin, man?
I'm digging it. It's pretty fun, pretty nice.
You're digging in Chile, like digging some holes?
No, I'm digging it. What does I'm digging it mean, Ethan?
It means that you really like it.
We're going to go straight into today's episode and start off with, like always, the shoutouts. You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. Okay, this is a 5-star iTunes review from China, labeled Keep It Up. I can't read the name, I apologize, I don't speak Chinese.
Okay. You can try that, right? Or is it in Chinese actual writing?
It's Chinese symbols, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry that a second rating is not available on iTunes, as I have commented on your podcast before. Somebody recommended your podcast to me recently, which shocked me because I listened to your podcast from the first episode and how pleased to know Real Life English is still alive. Although I ceased to get access to the show for a long time, I can still capture your sincerity in the recent podcast. Since the podcast is rich in content, learning English is no longer excruciating and appalling. Carry on. Aw yeah.
Aw yeah, what does...
Johnny from Shanghai, actually, that's his name.
Oh, Johnny. So what does Johnny mean when he says to cease making the podcast?
Stop.
Stop, yeah. Where else would you hear that? Cease. Do you cease in general?
It sounds very official.
Ceasefire?
Yeah. Ceasefire, sure, in military terms. And what does Johnny also mean when he says carry on? What does carry on mean?
Continue.
To continue, to carry on.
Persevere.
Persevere, okay. Awesome, well, thanks a lot for that, Johnny, for the, was that on iTunes? Where was that message sent to us?
It was on iTunes, yeah.
It was on iTunes, okay. Any other love from us, Justin?
Well, I saw a comment on our Facebook page that I wanted to share today.
Okay.
So this is from Chenny Chen, and I'm not sure exactly where she's from. I did a little bit of Facebook stalking.
Okay, what's Facebook stalking?
When you secretively look at somebody's profile.
Okay. What'd you find out about Chenny Chen?
Well, Ethan said that... What were you saying, Ethan?
That it looks like she's from Taipei.
Yeah. Okay. So, the top 10 sexiest accents. Brazilian, Portuguese, and Australian English are included in the list, but American excluded. Sorry, Justin. Ha. I don't get to listen to the Brazilian Portuguese here in Taiwan, so I have no idea about it. But Chad, I do love your Australian accent. It's sexy, too.
Oh,
I personally
yeah.
think both French and Spanish accents are the top 2 sexiest ones, too. What do you think? By the way, Justin, Chad, I love your podcasts. You guys are hilarious. I enjoy being entertained and educated at the same time. I appreciate it. Keep up with your great work.
So she was from Taiwan. Hit the nail on the head on that one.
How do you know she's from Taiwan?
Because she said in the review.
Oh, okay. I just heard she talking about sexy Australian accents and I just didn't think about anything else. Yeah, well, thank you for that message on Facebook, right?
We really appreciate it there.
Yeah, you guys can always give us some Facebook love if you guys want to enter into our Facebook group and leave us a comment or just share some interesting information for other people as well. We'd really appreciate it.
Really happy to hear those comments, to feel that love, feel connected to you guys. So whenever you have a chance, really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, that's it for today's shout-outs. If you want to leave us a shout-out on iTunes and Stitcher, it is much greatly appreciated, but any kind of shout-out is always great. So keep them coming. And let's move on to today's random news story. Okay, new Anchorman today. We got Ethan reading out today's random news story.
Anchor person, sorry.
Ethan?
I am a man.
He is a man. Sure. So what's all the news today, Ethan? What you got for us?
So the headline of this story is: a woman walked around New York City for 10 hours and filmed every catcall she received.
Okay. What is a catcall?
We've talked about this in a few episodes. Catcall is when you whistle at somebody in the street.
Yeah, and that is like this.
I think it can also be saying something, right?
Oh, can it?
I believe so.
Okay. So what would a typical person say when they are catcalling a woman?
Hey, baby.
Hey, how you doing? That'd be like from Friends.
From Joey.
Yeah, Joey Tribbiani.
Yo, how baby you doll.
Baby doll. Looking good.
Damn.
But what's this all about, Ethan? Let's hear it.
All right, so Hollaback, an organization that wants to stamp out street harassment and intimidation, aka catcalls, produced a video in which it videotaped a young woman walking around Manhattan for 10 hours this past August. A hidden video camera was placed in the backpack of a man walking in front of her, catching every catcall, whistle, and even one persistent character who walked alongside the woman for 5 minutes. The results are startling. According to Hollaback, there were over 100 instances of verbal harassment in that 10-hour walk, not including winks and whistles. In the video, the woman remained silent. She's dressed in a t-shirt and jeans.
Okay, let's go back and grab some of that vocabulary there. Winks and whistles. What's a wink?
So a wink is when you blink one eye in kind of a suggestive gesture.
Okay, to blink one eye. So that's just to close an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So an organization that wants to stamp out street harassment. Stamp out, what does that mean?
Stamp out, I believe, means to maybe eliminate.
So imagine, like, there's a little fire on the ground and you step on it really hard a bunch of times.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Stamp out a fire.
Yeah.
Harassment? What does harassment mean?
Harassment is when you kind of bother someone.
Mm-hmm. To harass someone, to bother someone. Sexual harassment is common.
Yeah, it's a common collocation.
Yeah.
And the name of the organization, Hollaback?
Hollaback?
Yeah.
Like, ain't no hollaback, girl. Well, I don't even know what that means. I just
Yo, you want to holler back at me?
Oh, to holler back at someone?
Yeah.
Holler comes from holler.
Yeah.
Which is like to call. Yell. To call back.
Yeah.
Holler.
It's very slangy, just so you know.
What's a hollerback girl from the Gwen Stefani song?
Maybe a girl who reacts to catcalls.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. Okay. No one really knows what a hollerback girl is.
Okay. Not even Gwen Stefani.
She isn't one.
Okay. Yeah. She's not a hollaback girl, sure.
What do they mean by catching every catcall, whistle?
So the video caught every catcall, right?
To catch, caught every...
Capture.
Capture, yeah, to capture all of them. So I guess the guy was walking in front of the girl, and the camera was hidden in his backpack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The results are startling. What does startling mean?
Startling means they're very surprising. Mm-hmm. A little bit impressive as well. You didn't really expect that. Wow, that's startling. Yeah, what about you guys? Do you guys ever get catcalls when you're walking down the street?
Not so much. Did you guys watch this video?
I did. I watched it, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to catch it after the podcast.
I don't really understand why men do that. I mean, is there any... Do you think women are impressed by that?
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
According to them.
There's a slight hope that the woman will respond in a positive way.
Sure. Have you guys ever done that to a woman?
No.
No?
Maybe like once or twice. Yeah. I was like younger.
Did you get any good feedback from her?
I don't think so. I don't even remember. I just think I've done it before.
Okay. And do you remember what you actually said?
I think I just whistled or something.
Okay, sure. Like a wolf whistle, like...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wonder where that comes from as well, and why we call it a woof whistle.
It's like in the old Disney cartoons.
Hmm, okay, it sure.
Like the flirtatious wolf that would kind of have his eyes pop out of his head in the shape of hearts.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sure. Is that where it comes from?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, and they always he always puts his fingers in his mouth and he makes that whistle noise. Sure. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. If it's not true, we can just make it true now, right?
So this video got over 7 million views in like a day and a half. It went completely viral.
Yeah. Why do you think it was so viral? Why do you think it was so popular?
I think a lot of women identify with it.
Okay. So do you think this is maybe a common pet peeve for a lot of women walking around town?
I think so. And in this age of feminism, I think this is becoming more and more important, these topics. It shows that maybe a lot of men are kind of behind the times.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by behind the times?
Behind the times is like old-fashioned. It means that you're not acting like most people act in your generation or nowadays, present day.
Sure. It's behind the times. Woof whistling is definitely behind the times. Women don't go for that anymore.
Do you think there's any cultures where maybe this is more common than others?
I think probably Chilean culture. I'm just kidding.
American culture? Do you think Latin culture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see this much in Spain? Does this happen in Spain a lot?
No, not a lot, but I mean, maybe if you go more to southern Spain.
Okay.
Do you think some women like it?
I think some women like the attention.
Sure. I think if they're not vulgar, I think if the man doesn't use such vulgar language, maybe...
Or is like playful, because there could be like kind of playful catcalls and there could be ones that would be more threatening.
Sure, I guess
make
you're
them
right.
More uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, so that is today's random news story. Hopefully you guys found it interesting. And we'd also like to know whether people in your country do this on the streets. This is a common thing for men to catcall. Is that a verb? To catcall women?
Sure.
On the street. I think typically it's like builders as well, right? Construction workers have this kind of fame for doing that.
The stereotype.
It is the stereotype, yeah.
Blue-collar workers, I think.
Blue-collar workers. What's a blue-collar worker?
A blue-collar worker as opposed to a white-collar worker is somebody who works like manual labor job, generally.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What's a white-collar?
A white-collar is somebody maybe who works in an office and uses like a business suit.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that's it, and let's move on to today's conversation topic. What you talking about? Okay, guys, so today's conversation topic is all about big cities. What happens in big cities? What people do in big cities? Why big cities are different from smaller cities, I guess. And this topic was inspired by me and Justin's recent visit to a very big city, São Paulo, in Brazil. Have you been there, Ethan?
I haven't.
You've never been there? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to Rio?
I have been to Rio.
Okay, Rio's kind of a big city, right? I mean,
it's a big city, but it doesn't really have that mentality of a big city.
Yeah, you're right. Why is São Paulo kind of special? What does São Paulo have?
Work.
It's a big business city, isn't it?
Also might be the difference between being located on the sea and being located inland. I feel like inland cities kind of have more of that business mentality and beach cities are a little bit more laid back.
What does inland mean?
That it's landlocked, that it doesn't have a sea or water.
Sure.
I think the weather has something to do with it too.
Definitely. If you go to like places, for example, in Europe, if you go to like Northern Europe where it's a lot cloudier, maybe like stereotypically in London where it rains a lot and stuff, people are much more like maybe focused on their work. More hardworking, at least people's stereotypes are that. And if you go to the south, people just think people are on the beach with a beer and enjoying the nice weather.
Yeah, it's true.
So what about here in Santiago? It seems like kind of a balance, right?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really discovered that much of it yet. We've been here for 2 days. But from what I've noticed so far, it doesn't seem like a very hectic city. Like, I think hectic is a good word to describe São Paulo.
So what does hectic mean?
Hectic means that it has a lot of people and they're just really busy. You know, you can't even really walk on the streets because there's so many people and it's kind of crazy. Have any of you guys been to the Big Apple?
I have been.
Never?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's a really cool city. It's not maybe somewhere where I would want to live, but to visit, it's a really cool place.
A lot of hustle and bustle?
A lot of hustle and bustle.
What'd you do there?
Just saw the sights. I was with my dad and he's from the Bronx and... We went to see his old house, which is in kind of a seedy neighborhood.
Seedy?
Yeah.
What do you mean by seedy?
So seedy, I think you guys have said before on the podcast, like sketchy, like a place that's not so safe, kind of gives you an uncomfortable feeling being there.
Okay.
So the Bronx is kind of like that.
Okay.
But
because when I say seedy in Australian English, I think it's something that's kind of like disgusting.
Could be that as well.
It's the same in the US as well?
Okay, but I think it's kind of more that uncomfortable feeling, right?
Yeah, because I have heard that on American TV.
Mm. I hadn't really heard the seedy is disgusting, only it's dangerous.
Or like a person, a seedy person.
Like a creepy kind of person, seedy, disgusting, revolting person.
Exactly.
Cool.
I don't know. New York, one thing that really surprised me there is people are very friendly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually in cities I feel like it is because of the hustle and bustle. Everyone's in a hurry and they just kind of...
They're more blunt.
Yeah.
They're more honest a lot of times.
Or more, maybe more only worrying about themselves. But there, they're very friendly to tourists. They always, like, if they saw that we were maybe a little lost, they'd ask if we needed any help finding something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people would even, like, take us and a couple blocks and show us exactly where something was.
So, oh, wow. Cool. Is it a clean city, New York?
No.
Dirty, right?
It's quite dirty. Yeah, okay. You see, like, the garbage kind of, like, piled on the street and...
Oh, really?
Smells... Not so great.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess everybody just thinks of New York as how they see it in American movies.
Mm.
Did it live up to its expectations?
No.
Yellow taxis everywhere?
Yes.
Was it easy to hail a taxi there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny. Straight out, when we arrived, it was raining and my dad, like, first thing yelled, like did the typical New York yell for a taxi.
Taxi?
Yeah.
What about subway? Did you ride subway?
I did. It's hot and muggy.
Muggy? What's muggy?
It's kind of like it's humid and... It kind of can mean that it's kind of hard to breathe because of the humidity
and
the heat.
Because it's underground, right? It's an underground subway.
Exactly.
That's what subway means,
doesn't
it?
Not air-conditioned.
No air-conditioning?
Barcelona, the metro in Barcelona is air-conditioned.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder if it's air-conditioned here.
I don't think so. I heard it's not, and it's really hot in the summer.
Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
What's the biggest city you've ever been to?
Probably besides São Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
São Paulo is huge. So, maybe
non-Brazilian city, maybe.
Non-Brazilian city, okay. Sydney, Australia.
What's Sydney like?
Sydney, yeah, it's not quite like... It's very modern. It's a very modern city. It's very cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
You see people from all around the world there, which is cool. I like that. It has a big mixture of different cultures in the city as well. But it also has... this kind of like chilled out kind of vibe too, because it is so close to the beach. And like you said, yeah, because it's not really an inland kind of city, I feel like it's kind of a little more relaxed, more similar to Rio.
Mm.
But it has some really beautiful infrastructure, like the Sydney Harbour Bridge, have you guys heard of that?
Yeah.
A big bridge. And the Sydney Opera House, have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty iconic.
But it's a very clean city. I thought it was quite clean.
How about you, Justin?
Big cities?
Yeah.
I think Mexico City, I've been there.
Isn't that the world's biggest city or second biggest?
I guess it depends on if you're talking about like metropolitan area or just the city itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up there. It's one of them. It was a pretty interesting experience. I mean, it was quite overwhelming for me. It was my first really big city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you first big city, you went to one of the biggest in the world. You don't mess around, man.
But yeah, it was quite an adventure. Mexico City, like the subway system there is quite crazy, but it's kind of dangerous at the same time, kind of shady, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay, does it have a business feel to it? Is it a business city?
Like some areas do, but I was more experiencing the cultural side.
Okay.
I was visiting like Aztec ruins and museums and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, it's another great thing about cities. You generally have lots of nice museums and stuff there, too.
A lot of cultural heritage in the cities.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a modern city?
In some areas, yeah.
Okay. I guess it's huge. You probably have all kinds of areas there, right?
Yeah, but I'd say it's not as nice as maybe São Paulo. But I was there maybe like 5 years ago. So I'm sure it's changed a lot.
Cool.
But São Paulo just seems more modern. And Santiago as well, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so far in these 2 days that we've been here, I'm quite impressed with Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty cool. I'm looking forward to exploring more of the city. And just to finish off this conversation topic, what do you think would be the next city on your agenda? If you could go to any city in the world, where would you like to go? Ethan?
Bali, I think.
Bali?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Indonesia?
Yeah.
Great. Why?
Very nice beaches. Seems like very nice people. Mm-hmm. Very cool kind of culture to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a really cool entrepreneurial community there.
Yeah, Asia. Have you been to Asia before?
I haven't.
Okay.
That's my next area I want to explore.
Awesome.
What about you? Which city would you go to?
Yeah, I would like to check out Japan. And I think Tokyo is such a different culture as well. So I think it'd be great to have that that diversity there. Yeah. Just from what I'm used to, you know? What about you, Justin?
Maybe in Latin America, one of the big cities I haven't gotten to know, maybe Buenos Aires.
Mm. Oh, sure.
I'd like to go to Buenos Aires, yeah.
You've never been there either?
No.
Nor I. Could be the next agenda for Real Life English.
But, right. I mean, the world is so full of places. How can you choose, right?
Exactly.
Hmm.
So, you guys out there, our listeners, depending on where you are, if you'd like to tell us about your city, maybe you could try to influence us to go and visit you guys wherever you are.
Or spread the movement there.
Or spread the movement. Start the Real Life English parties there. Just get in contact with us if you want to know about that. Or if you want to leave a comment about your city, we'd love to hear about it. Just leave a comment on the show notes, which would be reallifeglobal.com/bigcity. One word, big city.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, so that's it for today's conversation topic. Let's quickly move on to today's question. I need somebody help. Okay, guys, so today's question is a good one. I've been asked this several times. I'm sure you guys have been asked this as well, teaching English. And that is, what is the difference between a city, a town, and a village? Not the village people, by the way. But that's, I think they did come from a village. So, a city, what do you think of when you think of a city? And how is that different to a town, Justin?
I would say it's more based on size, but there are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with town. You have like expressions with town,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I mean, like you can say, oh, he's new in town. And that means he's new. But I mean, like, city, it's always the name of the place. Like, I'm from Perth City. We are in Santiago City right now. We never say I'm in Santiago Town.
But you might say my hometown.
My hometown,
even
sure.
If you're from Perth, for example, which is a city, right?
Yeah.
If it's your hometown.
Exactly. I never say it's my home city. That expression doesn't really exist.
Sound weird.
It does, right? Yeah. I know, like, town we also use a lot for, like, country cities.
You might like see. A really small city.
Sure.
In general.
It's generally a smaller city, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you can kind of vary between by saying small or big. Like, I'm from a small town, I'm from a big town.
Mm-hmm.
From a small city, I'm from a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Village is more European, though, right?
Yeah. For me, village sounds very European.
Okay.
Like, everyone, and if you go usually to a lot of European countries, if someone's from a small town, they won't say a small town, they'll say, like, my village.
Okay. And what's in a village? Like, what makes it a small town or a village in that case? Is it same as, like, a small town in the United States?
I think it's more limited. Like, you probably need to go to the closest town to actually get a lot of things. Like, there you might have, in your village, you might have, like, a supermarket and some basic things. But if you need something more specialized,
mm-hmm.
you probably have to go to the town.
Okay. And if they don't have it in the town, do you then have to go to the city?
Definitely.
I think if it has a Walmart, it's not a village.
Okay, yeah. If it has a Walmart, it's not a village. Maybe not even a town.
Yeah.
Depending on how you use the term town.
But going back to town, the diversity of that phrase is really big. For example, let's have a night out in the town.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Santiago, Chile.
Paint the town red.
Paint the town red. There you go. A lot of expressions of the word town. What does it mean to paint the town red?
To have a crazy night or mm-hmm. something.
To go out and have some drinks.
She's an uptown girl.
She's an uptown girl.
Song by, is it Billy Joel or something?
Uptown girl, yeah, what is that? I believe it in something world. I don't even know what that is.
Across town? Right?
Yeah, I live across town, yeah. I live on the other side of the city, across town. So as you can see, these words town and city can be used in the same way. But mainly town is like in these expressions that we use all the time. And city is like the general name, and it's also the official name of the city as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
I'm from the country.
Okay. So like a country town.
It's not even really a town, actually. It's like the boondocks.
The boondocks?
What are the boondocks?
The woods. It's like where it's just a forest, really. It's a dirt road.
Were you raised by wolves or something?
No, but
that's why you've been wolf whistling at girls on the street.
But for me, it's like 5 miles away is the next closest store.
Okay. Wow, so I'm trying to imagine you growing up in that kind of forest little town and then moving to Mexico City. That must be crazy.
I didn't move. It was just...
passing through?
Passing through, and I lived in Boulder before.
Okay, so you kind of like built up to that.
Yeah, I went to college in a small town, mm-hmm. and then I moved to a small city.
Okay.
And then I moved to a bigger city.
Which was Seattle, right?
No, in Colombia, I lived in Manizales.
Okay.
Right? Before that, I lived in Boulder, right?
Okay.
And even Guanajuato, Mexico, which are small cities.
Okay.
And then Belo Horizonte, which is a bigger city.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've kind of been going back and forth from like small towns and big cities.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you say you're a bit of a city slicker?
I don't think so. I think Ethan is a...
I'm a city slicker.
What is a city slicker?
It's kind of someone who is very accustomed to living in the city and would not do well with a country lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of rivalry between city slickers and...
country boys.
Country boys, hillbillies.
Yeah.
Country folk.
That's another episode, though.
That's another episode, yeah. That's about time for us to wind up today. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Real Life Radio. Like always, we'd love some feedback from you guys. You can leave us a message on... the show notes of this episode, that is reallifeglobal.com/bigcity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was great having Ethan in the studio today. How are you feeling, man?
Good.
Yeah? Feeling good in front of the mic?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a new mic, by the way.
Yeah. Let us know if you think it sounds better.
Yeah, yeah. We've been testing the new mic, so it's quite big as well, isn't it? It's a big microphone.
So what are we going to play him out with? Uptown Girl?
What about Hollaback Girl?
I've never heard it. It's a good song.
Holla Back Girl?
Yeah.
By Gwen Stefani.
Sorry, man. I'm living under a rock, apparently.
Yeah, well, you'd be living in a small town forest place. They don't have Holla Back Girls there, I don't think. So, for Justin's educational purposes, we have decided to play you guys out today with Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl, which is something that she is not, by the way. She's not no Holla Back Girl. Wait, does that make sense?
No,
it doesn't.
Are we sure what Hollaback Girl means?
No. We mentioned that in the podcast. Neither does she, apparently. Maybe we can find out. Well, Justin has just actually looked up the word Hollaback Girl. So just to finish off this podcast, before we say goodbye, what is a Hollaback Girl, Justin?
It's somebody who does not engage in verbal altercations. Who does not respond when somebody uses verbal attacks.
Okay. So like that woman walking around on the street that was getting wolf whistled at, she ain't no hollaback girl.
She ain't no hollaback girl.
I ain't no hollaback boy. I don't think it works for men, right?
Urban Dictionary has hollaback boy.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, well if Urban Dictionary has that word officially exists. Okay guys, so thank you for joining us today. And like always, you'll be hearing from us next week on Real Life Radio, straight from Chile.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.